Hey there, hi there, ho there, it is the Crowcast. I ain't calling you a ho, so very glad you are joining me on this whirlwind cavalcade of a week. It is Friday, and my birthday is 2 weeks from this Sunday, and that's exciting. Okay, there's a whole lot of I don't buy it today. You know what? I was planning out the show, and while planning out the show today, I was going to be more fun, more, you know, whatever, but I was going through the headlines. And I realized there's like so many headlines out there right now that I am just not buying. It's like, sell this to somebody you think you can, because honey, right now I am not buying what you got to sell. Okay? Okay. And there's so much, okay, and you all are probably going to disagree with me. You're going to think, oh, Carell's gone off the conspiracy theory end. Here is the end. Here is Carell. No. There's just some things that I don't buy that are in the news. And maybe you'll tweet down below, or you'll tweet at Really Carell, or you'll post a comment down below here on YouTube or on Patreon, and you'll let me know some of the things you're not buying right now. What are you just not buying? I am not buying some stuff out there right now, okay? Can we talk about this? So we're going to. We are going to talk about it today. That we're also going to get to it. There's a study. Well, partly I'm not buying it. The BBC. I'm not buying something that happened at the BBC. See, I'm not having something that happened, buying something that happened over in Britain. It ain't just America that I ain't buying, okay? Honey, it ain't just because I'm broke that I ain't buying it. I wouldn't buy it if I had money. What are we talking about? Let's just start local. Let's start in a story from San Francisco that intrigued me because it was macabre and horrible. A family, a whole family, mama bear, papa bear, and baby bear were found dead with the 8-year-old family dog, dead on a trail, on a hiking trail, dead. Mama, daddy, baby girl, dog, all dead, all on a hiking trail, all looking like they should be up walking around. None of them mauled, no signs of obvious murder, death, kill. Just a dead family on a trail. That will ruin your hike if you encounter a dead family on a trail. Trust me on that. Not to be flippant, but I mean, that would just freak you out, wouldn't it, for the rest of the day? You're like, I found a dead family on a trail. You'd be damaged. Damaged goods. Like the family that found Andrea Yates' children. I was reminded of her story by a documentary yesterday. I had forgotten about the woman that killed 5 of her children by drowning them in Texas. Oh, God. And she was the one that opened the way for the discussion of postpartum depression. And those 5 kids paid with their lives. But anyway, back to the things I'm not buying. So this family dies on this trail, right? Well, they have finally revealed their cause of death. And they're saying that it was the heat that killed them. All at once, all together, including their dog. The heat got them all of them. Now, unless there was a volcanic eruption and a pyroclastic flow or some sort of demonic heat wave that day, how does the heat wipe out a mama, a daddy, a child, and the dog all at the same, like all at the same place at the same time? Like one of them didn't drop dead and then the other one say, we got to go for help, or they didn't send the kid, nothing. They all in the same, you know, little area, all dead with the dog. And we're now supposed to believe it's the heat. It's the heat that got them. That's the cause of death. Dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, all that. In California, not in the Kalahari, not out here in Red Rock, where I hike when it's 110 degrees and I do not die. Oh, I don't buy this. I don't buy it. I don't know why, but I'm not buying it. I am not buying that news story. And see, I know that sounds conspiracy theorist, but a whole family, mother, father, child, and dog, all die of the heat. The dog would try. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. So that's the first I don't buy. I don't buy that story. There's more to that story than we're being told. Either it's, I don't know what. Could be like a serial killer and they don't want to tell us. Or I don't know. Maybe they did die of the heat, but I don't buy it. You know, I do not buy it. I'm not a doctor. So, you know. Taking advice from me is pretty much like taking it from one of those right-wing, you know, lunatics. But I'm looking at this happy family. And the Mariposa County Sheriff's Office has confirmed the cause of death was, in fact, hyperthermia and probable dehydration. Heat-related deaths are extremely difficult to investigate. We want to thank you all for being patient. So the heat, dehydrated, and the heat, all together, all at the same time with the dog. Yeah, no, no, like no. So I am not buying that story that's up there behind me. I'm not buying it. And there's another story that's trending. There's a couple stories. There's one that you're not buying. Okay, here's over here. Here's the one that you're not buying up here, if you can read it. It says, Alec Baldwin, Russ camera crew walked off before shooting. That's in the LA Times. For those of you living in a cave and don't know, Alec Baldwin shot and killed a crew member, a cinematographer, I believe, and injured the producer accidentally. Okay, this has happened on sets before. John Eric Hexum shot himself in the head with a gun that allegedly had a blank in it, killed him. And Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son, while filming The Crow, same thing. So this happens on sets. Why they don't just use an empty gun and CGI the rest, I don't know. But whatever, they weren't. Low budget film. And apparently now we find out that the crew had walked out and had been replaced with a non-union crew because of workplace condition problems. And this female cinematographer was going to advocate for them. About work conditions, and Alec Baldwin's a producer. So a lot of y'all are thinking that Alec killed him, this woman, on the set, and is calling it an accident. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. That's out of some bad Hollywood novel. Now, was there negligence? Maybe. And I hear this gun had an accident on Saturday prior. So there should have been some safety or something. So was there negligence on part of the film crew, meaning the production company, which would be Alec Baldwin? Yeah, there may have been negligence there. Do I believe for a moment that he thought that gun was going to kill anybody when he fired it? No, I do not. And you're going to hear some people probably allege that he did. Trump supporters hate him for his depiction of Trump on Saturday Night Live. And he's a liberal, and his wife's been embroiled in controversy. So you're going to see people come after him, but I don't buy it. Okay, I don't buy. And then right below, Lev Parnas is found guilty on campaign finance charges. And so he's going to, of course, this I do buy. I do buy that everyone's going down except Giuliani, except Trump. Yes, the other Supreme Court blocks Texas abortion. Of course it does. Brian Laundrie was seen grieving when he vanished days before Gabby Petito found out. I don't buy. I don't know how. I do not know. I do not know how. Those are not his bones. This is all too convenient. The mom and dad, his mom and dad, finally go on a search for him, and they find his stuff and find his bones with his dental records. I am telling you right now, this has been falsified or fortified or dehumified or something. I don't know how they did it. I watch enough of police shows to know it can be done. It can be. You can fake out dental records. There's things you could do. He could have had all his teeth extracted. You don't know he didn't. I'm serious here. What would you do if you know you killed your wife and they were coming for you? Would you find some homeless guy? Of course, then they'd have to have all his teeth implanted in his head. I don't know how they did this, but I'm telling you, those are not his bones. I did not buy this. Why would a guy that killed his wife go out and die in the wilderness? Explain that to me. He could have gone to Costa Rica. There was no warrant out immediately for why would he end up in the reserve here in Florida with gators and that why this makes Occam's razor. This makes no kind of sense. I am not buying it. I think it's all too tidy whitey didy. Oh yeah, found his bones. Here's bones up. Confirmed by dental records. Yep, here they are. Definitely him. Mm-hmm, yeah. They don't want egg on the face because he got away. He could have gotten away, and they're like, saving face. Nope, got him, see? He killed a white woman, and we found his bones. because the white woman must be avenged. Meanwhile, do y'all even know if it was Lauren Cho, El Cho, member out in Coachella Valley? Do you even know if those were her bones? I have not heard a confirmation that those were her bones they found. They found bones in the area. I have not heard that it was her bones. Maybe it was, but they sure did find out in a fast hurry that these were Brian Landry's, didn't they? I'm not buying it. Not buying it. Now, maybe I'm being conspiracy theorist. Maybe I'm being a little weird or odd. I don't know. But there are just a lot of things today I'm not buying. I'm not buying what they're selling. They're arguing over this infrastructure bill and the $3.5 trillion. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. This is all just smoke and mirrors. Joe Manchin should have been dealt with. If you're a seated president and you're going to let two people in your party obstruct your agenda, then I hate to say this, Joe Biden, but you're kind of weak then. Because you should have brought them in and said, oh, you'll both be primaried. You'll be out. I will put the weight of every Democrat against you. Your political careers will be over. And we have this dirt on you and this dirt on you, and that'll get released too. Now change your freaking tunes. No, that's... You know what? Hillary would have done that because guess what? She a shark. Because Washington, D.C. is the biggest shark tank in the world. And what are you in a shark tank? You're a shark, your food, or your chum. So that's all you are. To a shark in a shark tank, you're one of three things. Another shark, something to eat, or something, a lure of some kind, your chum. That's it. That's all you are. And that's all Washington, D.C. is, a shark tank. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying any of this. Something else is going on. And once again, we're going to get hosed and screwed. They're going to do it for our own good to pass the bill. We're going to make these concessions. Concessions are people not getting services they need. Concessions are collateral damage. That's what concessions are, honey. Either that or they're the things that sell soda at the carnival. Sideshow's out. Speaking of carnival, you can go to Apple Music right now, Spotify, or anywhere you stream music and type in K-A-R-E-L Sideshow, and it will play for you for free. I'd prefer you go buy it at iTunes or Google Play or wherever you buy your music. Type in K-A-R-E-L Sideshow and enjoy the tune, honey. Enjoy the song. Oh, love it. Just love it. Have it. Love it. Play it. Enjoy it. Love it. Karel Sideshow, K-A-R-E-L-S, and then it's Sideshow. Someone's calling me. Oh, I cannot be disturbed right now. I'm with you. I'm with y'all. I can't be disturbed. I'm not buying it, because I'm not buying it. Brian Landry, just this so happens. It just so happens. I ain't buying it. This whole family and their dog all died of the heat all at once. What? If one person looks like they were going to die, I would have broken the group up. Okay, one of us has to go for help. I'm sorry. That's just fishy. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. Biden crafts the climate plan B. Here's one of the big ones that I understand completely, but, you know, come on, BBC and British Department of, what is it, Health or whatever. So this report goes up online 2 days ago. Over in Europe. And this is a report from an organization who was asked to do this report to say, how can Britain meet the 2050 climate goals of, you know, net zero? How can, you know, what are the ways we can do it? And this report said everything that I have been telling you right out loud. It said the meat industry, first of all, has to go. We have to encourage every restaurant, every person to go plant-based. That, and it just says it, just plainly it says it. And they're like, while it might be politically unpopular and while it may be difficult, you know, just a simple thing as a new plant-based recipe a week, you know, given to the public and put on television and, you know, encouraging them each week to have a new plant-based recipe. Just that, you know. And then it talked about the travel, honey. Oh, the travel. It talked about the travel and how business travel should be all but nixed We have now proven we can telecommute and Zoom from home and all of that. There is no reason that we are using up all this fuel and burning up the skies with people going around for business travel. So business travel should be heavily regulated and heavily taxed. That's the not leisure travel, business travel. Although how they would then, I mean, people would lie, but whatever. So, you know, and they continued with everything that I've been telling you about being an earth-based liver, an earth-based eater, an earth-based living person, a planet-based life person, all these terms I've come up with for you. I've told you that it's going to take radical action by government, who is going to have to start telling people, look, if you really want to save planet Earth, you've got to start doing this. It's not about you or me. It's not about our wants anymore. It's about what the planet can actually afford us to do. Okay, that's what it's about. Well, that report started getting out that day to the media and the like. And this agency was all of a sudden being called and being asked, well, how are you going to do this? How are you going to get us to eat less meat and all this other stuff? And they pulled the report and offline completely, like pulled it off the internet and said, oh no, this was just internal research. We have no intent of telling Britons how to eat. That's what they released, an official government statement. We have no intention of telling Britons how to eat. And I thought, that's why you're not serious about climate change. You just, what is all this? Do you all hear this noise? You know, we just had a report online delivered to you, which you then published, whether by mistake or not, saying that to actually meet the goals, you have got to address diet and you have to address the meat industry and the dairy industry. That you have to. You cannot not do it. John Kerry's not doing it here. Biden's not doing it here. In Britain, they were just told to do it and pulled the report down and said they have no intention of doing it. The BBC scrubbing the report from their website. I have the report, 56-page report. I have read it. It has now been published in a journal, online journal, so it will get the attention it deserves. But no one's going to take the recommendations, which means we aren't really serious. And here's what I don't buy. I don't buy that there's no economic future in plant-based living. I don't buy that. All I see is economic future. That's all I see. Yes. You know what? The dairy industry should be learning how right now to make plant-based milks. They should be retooling every dairy in the country to be making cashew and soy and walnut milk and, you know, almond, not almond milk. Almonds are just too water intensive. Oat milk, which is great. And they should be, because a lot of these dairies are in the Midwest where they grow wheat. Let's get them making oat milk. Let's start retooling America for the diet that we should be having to save the planet and then ourselves in the process. But we won't do it. And we won't even let the information about it be released. The Brits are so afraid that the government would actually have to take a stand about the diet of their country that they pulled the report. Why is that the third rail now in politics? You can't tell people what to eat. Why not? I don't understand why not. Food is finite. If there aren't farmers, if there aren't places to grow it, you know, food is finite. It can run out. There can be famines. And so the notion that you cannot dictate what a nation eats is ridiculous. A nation should be eating what a nation can produce. A nation should be eating what the environment wants it to produce. And in every nation, everywhere, that's a plant-based diet. So I don't buy this whole, oh, we'll lose millions of jobs and people will go bankrupt and they'll be. No, I see nothing but growth opportunity, a whole new industry including fast food. It will be retooled. Yes, there's a place that just opened here in Vegas called Fast Food. They have it in Long Beach too. It's like it's everything you'd get in a McDonald's or a Jack in the Box, but all plant-based, you know, chicken sandwiches, you know, deep fried chicken patties. Well, it's fake chicken, of course, but you know, and burgers like Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers. And you know, it's fast food. It is French fries and fried zucchini. It is not a health food, but it's all vegan. So there will, you know, McDonald's could go all plant-based tomorrow and there would still be lines of people to get their crap. Trust me, I don't buy that people will stop eating. So if you only start giving them good food alternatives, guess what? They're going to have to eat good food. So that's the I don't buy there. Oh yeah, there's so much in the news I don't buy. Dune, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I watched that movie. I want that 2.5 hours of my life back. You can hate me for this. You can be all the hater you want. That movie blows. It sucks. How many brooding shots of Timothy Chalamet do we need? So, you know, and then it's in the year like 10,000 something, and they don't have color. Hello, you can't paint a wall or anything. Everything's got to be gray, black, and dimly lit. Everywhere you live, you have spacecrafts. You have all of this technology, but your home is like a bat cave. And when you fight, you still use swords. Hand-to-hand fighting is still a thing. And you have body shields, but these body shields can be penetrated by a direct blow, like by a knife or something. So you have a shield, but the shield doesn't really protect you against the important stuff. I don't buy any of it. Any of you that are fans that are addicted to that movie, I don't get it. My best friend, Karen, how about we just call her friend? My friend, Karen, she actually went to a theater after not going for like 10 years to go see Dune. And I hope she was thrilled because she read the books. I hope if you read the books, you like those movies. Because halfway through that movie, I looked at Ember. I said, it might as well be in Japanese. I have no idea what the hell is going on here. Where is the plot? Where are characters that we actually care about? What are we doing on this planet? Why? What is spice? What does it do? Why is it important to anything? What is going on here? They never answer any of those questions and then end the movie to set up a sequel. They made half a movie and it's 2.5 hours long. It's not even a full movie. Just when the plot starts progressing and things actually start happening, the movie ends. I'm like, really? And so many dimly lit fight scenes. Jesus Christ, you've got these enormous space things and you're still out there fighting hand to hand. I don't buy it. I don't buy anything about that. I don't buy it, that movie. I don't buy it. If you see the reviews online that say it's spectacular and the biggest things in Star Wars, don't buy it. I'm sorry. It is no Star Wars. I have seen Star Wars. And Dune, you are no Star Wars. Okay? Oh, God. I didn't get it. Maybe that's just it. I didn't get it. I don't get Stephen Colbert is like a fan, like a huge, like has a church around it, I think. And I don't understand being that addicted to a book written in 1965, first of all, which I was trying to see the social relevance for our time and trying to read something in like what could spice be an analogy for and what, you know, what are the houses and, you know, is that like governments or, you know, what's going on here? I had no idea. I watched 2.5 hours of the movie. I could not tell you what it's about. Timothy Chalamet is maybe the chosen one of something. And his mother told him how to use some sort of hokey pokey things that he never seems to use properly or ends up not really helping much. She's a member of some secret order of women with big hats. And they do something for protect. I don't know what they do in the universe. It's like they're a gypsy that you drop a quarter in and they say things. And then there's the father who's handsome and they do show him naked. But I don't understand his desires. And James Brolin's just sort of there. And Jason Momoa is just this big warrior, wonderful soldier that loves Timothy Chalamet as like a brother or a son or whatever. And the worms, but even the worms, like, can no one control them or kill them? I mean, they're just big worms. So I don't know. Didn't get it. I don't buy that it's the best movie. Everyone's like, it's the best movie. Oh my God, it's the best movie of the year. I don't buy it. I do not buy it. That is not the best movie of the year. It is not. Not to me. All right. We're done for the day. It's an I don't buy it kind of day. I don't buy that we're done. I don't buy it. Oh, I got poked in the arm today for blood for the salty taste in my mouth that I told you about last Wednesday. She wants to make sure it's not liver or kidneys. She goes, I doubt it is, but let's make sure. So, yeah, still salty. Yeah, I'd like to figure that out. I don't buy that it's... Oh, I saw the dermatologist today, too, every 6 months. So I see her again in April because I had squamous cell carcinoma. And when I saw her, I was saying, well, what about these spots? What about this spot? Well, she's like, you're going to get hundreds of those. And she just like dropped that on me like, you're going to get hundreds of those. I said, wait a minute. Madonna ain't got them. Cher ain't got them. And then she said, no, well, they probably do yearly treatments. And I said, what yearly treatment? Talk to me, girl. Tell me what yearly treatment. So there's a laser that they can do to your hands and your face. There's also a cream. I went and watched the laser that they do to your face. I don't know that I want to go through that. Oh, it's all burned up, your whole face. They do an anesthetic, but it's all in little squares. And your whole face gets covered with little squares. And that's all the burned up skin. And then they smooth it and put you in a bandage for a day. No direct sunlight for a week. I'd have to jog in a burka. But after that, you look rejuvenated. You just look fabulous. Oh, $1,200 for the first one and $800 for the treatments after. Oh, yes, I asked. I'm like, I want to know how Madonna looks like she has porcelain skin. I'm getting these age spots. My hands are looking all old. What do we do? There's got to be something we can do. And she's like, no, you just have to sort of live with it. You're getting old. They come with birth. She has this thing. They come with birthdays, she says. Those are benign. They're called keratoses, and they come with birthdays. No. No. Seborrheic what? No. Burn it off. Fire up the laser. But I'm chicken. I don't think I could lay there and just let them burn my whole face. Oh, and then recovery? Oh, my God. Your face is some big raw hamburger-y thing? No, I don't know. But you shine. Oh, you shine weeks later. It's you're more even-toned. Anyway, well, I hope you have a good weekend. A week from this Sunday is, whatchamacallit, Halloween. And then a week after that is my birthday on Sunday, November 7th. So let's just start in the holiday mood, shall we? Let's just forget all these headlines that we don't buy, because I don't buy so many of them. But let's look to the weekend and look to things that we can buy, like lunch, dinner with a friend. really, let's try to have a good weekend. And then we'll meet back here on Monday. And we'll see how the weekend went for all of us, okay? I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. Don't forget youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycarell. And you subscribe at Patreon, patreon.com/Carell, K-A-R-E-L. All social media is Really Carell. Isn't that something? Twitter, Really Carell. Instagram, Really Carell. Yes, right there, youtube.com, Really Carell. It's all Really Carell. My website, reallycarell.com. Isn't that something? The only thing that's not really Carell is the most important thing, Patreon. They wouldn't let me do it. So it's just patreon.com/Carell. And thank you all to all the Patreon subscribers. I love you. I need you. Thank you so much. And go stream Sideshow. Type into any music service that you use, Carell, K-A-R-E-L, Sideshow, and listen to it and tell me what you think. Do you like it? It's a cover of a Blue Magic song. Thea loves it. A lot of my friends, they're all like, oh my God, I love it. Do you love it? Let me know. Go stream it. Type in K-A-R-E-L and then Sideshow. Wherever you get your music, Pandora should pop up. It should pop up everywhere. So, Apple, Spotify, all of it. So go and do it. Until we meet again on Monday, please stay safe and please have some fun. Girls just want to,